Another Metro Detroit school district decides it's not going to let students back in their classrooms at the beginning of the year in the fall. WWJ's Mike Campbell, live and local with the details. Hi, Mike.
Tom, Livonia Public Schools spent over three and a half hours on a virtual meeting yesterday and have decided that they will start the school year virtually. Board member Colleen Burton says it was a tough decision that had to be made.
We have completely conflicting, very passionate needs. There is no way to make one decision tonight that is going to satisfy everyone's needs. But I commend this entire Livonia Public Schools team for working together to massaging the plan that was presented to try to make it better yet each step of the way for another chunk of folks who had some significant needs.
And the school board decided they would start online to begin, and they've called their restart, if you will, a remote safe start September. Because what they plan on doing is, after they start online, gradually moving students back into the classroom in small groups starting in October until all students are back in school. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
Turning to Macomb County, Romeo Community Schools giving parents an option for learning. Here's our Zach Clark.
The Northern Macomb County School District will allow parents to decide if in-person or online learning is best for their kids this upcoming year. This mother says her kids are struggling and need to be in the classroom.
My fear is that my middle kiddo, who is just depressed, my oldest, who is depressed, I have a kindergartner who is anxious to get into school, a new kindergartner anxious to get into school. I'm deferring to them and saying, these are the kids that are suffering. They have to see their friends. They have to see a teacher.
She voiced her concern at Monday's virtual Board of Education meeting. The district says survey data shows between 20 and 25% of parents are expected to keep their kids home to start the year. Zach Clark, WWJ News Radio 950.